We'll pray. God and Father, we thank thee for another time we can read thy word and consider the gospel message, the most important message anyone can ever hear. And we pray that each one that's listening in will be able to understand how they can be saved and how they need to be saved. And we pray that someone here who's not yet trusted the Lord Jesus will do so today while there is the opportunity. And we pray for thy help now, and we ask it in the precious and worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now today we want to look at the subject of one God and one Saviour from Isaiah chapter 45.
Sa araw na ito ay ating titingnan ang ang subject ng isang Diyos at isang tagapagligtas mula sa aklat ng Isaiah.
So it's Isaiah chapter 45 we're reading from, and verses 18 to 23. And I'll read it in English, and then Raquel will read it in Tagalog after I've finished. Isaiah 45, from verse 18 to 22. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Saviour. There is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else.
Basahin natin sa aklat ng Isaiah, Kabanatang 45:18 hanggang 22. Verse 18, sapagkat ganito ang sabi ng Panginoon na lumikha ng langit na siyang Diyos na nag-anyo sa lupa at gumawa niyaon. Sa kanyang itinatag, at hindi niya nilikha na sira, na kanyang inanyuan upang tahanan. Ako ang Panginoon at wala ng iba. Verse 19, ako'y hindi nagsasalita ng lihim sa dako ng lupain ng kadiliman. Hindi ako nagsabi sa lahi ni Jacob, hanapin ninyo ako ng walang kabuluhan. Akong Panginoon ay nagsasalita ng katuwiran. Ako'y nagpapahayag ng mga bagay na matuwid. Verse 20, kayo'y nangagpipisan at magsiparito, magsilapit kayong magkakasama, kayong mga nakatanan sa mga bansa. Sila'y walang kaalaman na nagdala ng kahoy ng kanilang larawang inanyuan at nagsidalangin sa Diyos na hindi makapagliligtas. Verse 21, kayo'y magpahayag at magpasapit. Oo, magsanggunian silang magkakasama. Sinong nagpakilala nito mula ng mga unang panahon? Sinong nagpahayag ni Yaon ng una? Hindi baga ang Panginoon? At walang Diyos liban sa akin, isang ganap na Diyos at tagapagligtas, walang iba liban sa akin. Verse 22, kayo'y magsitingin sa akin at kayo'y mga liligtas, lahat na tagawakas ng lupa, sapagkat ako'y Diyos at walang iba liban sa akin.
In the Bible verses we have just read from Isaiah chapter 45, we find in the first of those verses, verse 18, that the Lord God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. The opening verse of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, tells us that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth.
Sa mga talatang ating binasa mula sa Isaiah 45, sa verse 18, ating makikita na ang Diyos ang lumikha ng langit at lupa. Sa Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 ay nasusulat, nang pasimula ay nilikha ng Diyos ang langit at ang lupa.
He did this in a perfectly orderly way. God created everything for a purpose. God formed this earth to be inhabited. He made the whole universe and everything on the earth in six literal days. And at the end of those days, God declared that everything was very good.
Nilikha niya itong perpekto at sa maayos na kaparaanan. Ang lahat ng ito ay nilikha ng Diyos na may layunin. At ang mundo ay nabuo upang panahanan. Ginawa niya ang buong sansinukob sa anim na literal na araw. At pagkatapos ay sinabi ni Yahweh, ang lahat ng ito ay napakabuti.
Why then is the earth no longer in a perfect condition? Why is there so much evil, chaos, destruction, sickness, death?
Subalit, bakit ang kondisyon ng ating mundo ay hindi na perpekto? Bakit napakaraming masasama, kaguluhan, pagkawasak, sakit at kamatayan?
It is because the man he created in his image was deceived by Satan, and the disobedience of the first created man, Adam, through sin has entered the world. And so all the human race are born with a sin nature.
Sapagkat ang taong nilikha ng Diyos sa kanyang larawan ay nilinlang ni Satanas, at sa pagsuway ng unang lalaking nilikha ng Diyos na si Adan, ang kasalanan ay naghari sa mundo at ang buong sangkatauhan ay ipinanganak na likas na makasalanan. Kung kaya't hindi natin maiwasan na magkasala, sapagkat ang lahat ay nagkasala at hindi nakaabot sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos, ito'y matatagpuan sa Roma 3:23.
That is why we naturally practice sin, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We die because we're sinners. James chapter 1 verse 15 tells us that sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
Tayo ay mamamatay dahil tayo ay makasalanan. Ang kasalanan, kung ito ay matapos, ay magdudulot ng kamatayan. Mula sa aklat ng Santiago 1:15.
One sin that is highlighted in Isaiah chapter 45 is the sin of idolatry, which is to imagine that there are many gods. The true God tells us, I am the Lord and there is none else.
Isa sa mga kasalanang nabanggit sa Isaiah 45 ay ang pagsamba sa mga Diyos-Diyosan. Ang totoong Diyos ay nagsabi, ako ang Panginoon at wala nang iba.
Whenever you read the Bible, please realize that the living and true God is speaking. It is God's written word. He speaks righteousness and is reliable. Verse 19 tells us that. That is why the Lord Jesus is true, because he is God. He alone could say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's John chapter 14, verse 6.
Alalahanin natin na kung binabasa natin ang Biblia, ang buhay at totoong Diyos ay nangungusap sa atin. Ito ang nasusulat sa salita ng Diyos. Ang kanyang salita ay matuwid at maaasahan. Kaya nga ang Panginoong Hesus ay totoo sapagkat siya ay Diyos. Siya lamang ang makapagsasabing, ako ang daan, ang katotohanan at ang buhay. Walang makararating sa Ama kung hindi sa pamamagitan ko. Ang mga talatang ito ay nasa Juan 14 verse 6.
In verse 20 of Isaiah 45, God warns us about idolatry. People who practice it have no knowledge of the true and living God. That is why they make graven images and worship them. They pray unto a God that cannot save. Such people are in darkness.
Samsung SM8145, can you please mute your computer, please? Sa talatang 20 ng Isaiah 45, ang Diyos ay nagbababala patungkol sa pagsamba sa mga Diyos-Diyosan, na ang mga taong gumagawa nito ay walang kaalaman sa totoo at buhay na Diyos, kaya't sila ay lumikha ng mga imahe at ito'y kanilang sinamba at nanalangin sa mga Diyos-Diyos ang hindi makapagliligtas. Ang mga taong ito ay nasa kadiliman.
These people pray to these false gods which people pray to are idols. Now Psalm 115 verses 5 to 7 tell us about them. I'm going to read from that Psalm 115, verses 5 to 7, and Raquel will read them in Tagalog. So I'll read it in English. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat.
Sa Biblia, sa mga awit 115 verses 5 hanggang 7 ay mababasa natin ang larawan ng mga Diyos-Diyosang ito. Sa verse 5, sila'y may mga bibig, ngunit sila'y hindi nakapagsasalita. Mga matay mayroon sila, ngunit hindi sila nakakakita. Verse 6, sila'y may mga tenga, ngunit hindi nakaririnig. Mga ilong ay mayroon sila, ngunit hindi sila nakaaamoy. Verse 7, mayroon silang mga kamay, ngunit hindi nakatatangan. Mga paa ay mayroon sila, ngunit hindi sila nakalalakad. Ni nakapagsasalita mula sa kanilang ngalangala.
Such images to which people pray are of some religious leaders in history who have died years ago. They died because they were sinners as we are. They remain dead and cannot respond to prayers. They are powerless to save us from coming judgment. They cannot forgive our sins.
Ang ilan sa mga imaheng sinasamba ng mga tao ay ang mga nakaraang pinuno ng mga relihiyon na namatay maraming taon na ang nakalilipas. Sila ay nangamatay sapagkat sila ay katulad din nating makasalanan. Sila ay nanatiling patay at hindi makaririnig sa mga panalangin. Walang kapangyarihang magligtas sa darating na paghuhukom at walang kapangyarihang magpatawad ng mga kasalanan.
Many people pray to Mary, the mother of Jesus, and make graven images of her to worship and to pray to her.
Maraming tao ang nananalangin kay Maria na ina ni Jesus at gumagawa ng kanyang imahe upang sambahin at dasalan.
Now, let us be clear that although Mary acknowledged that she was blessed by God when still a virgin, to miraculously conceive and bring forth the Son of God by the Holy Spirit into sinless and holy manhood.
Ating liwanagin na bagamat si Maria ay pinagpala ng Diyos, isang birhen na himalang nagdalang tao at nagluwal sa banal at walang salang anak ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng banal na Espiritu.
Yet Mary said these words, My spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour. That's Luke chapter 1, verse 47. She said that she needed a Saviour, as you and I need him. Mary's firstborn son had come to save sinners, had come to save her. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
Sinabi ni Maria ang mga salitang ito, ang aking espiritu ay nagagalak sa Diyos na aking tagapagligtas. Lucas 1:47. Kagaya natin, kailangan din niya ang tagapagligtas. Ang anak niyang si Jesus ay naparito sa mundo upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan. Ito'y matatagpuan sa 1 Timoteo 1:15.
Although Mary was a virgin when the Lord Jesus was born, many people overlook the fact that many people overlook the fact that after that she married Joseph and had children by him. In fact, she was therefore no longer a virgin. And those children were born, in fact, in John chapter 7, verse 5 tells us, as to Mary's children by Joseph, for neither did his brethren believe in him, in the Lord Jesus, at that time.
Bagamat si Maria ay isang birhen ng isilang ang Panginoong Jesus, nakaligtaan ng maraming tao ang katotohanan ng matapos siyang maikasal kay Jose, sila ay nagkaroon ng mga anak. Sa makatuwid, siya ay hindi na birhen. Ang mga anak na iyon ay isinilang na makasalanan. Sa Juan chapter 5, chapter 7 verse 5 ay ating mababasa ang patungkol sa mga anak ni Maria kay Jose. Sinabi rito na maging ang mga kapatid ni Jesus ay hindi nanalig sa kanya.
There are not many words spoken by Mary, the mother of Jesus, recorded in the Bible. But the last time we read her words, they were these about the Lord Jesus. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. That's John chapter 2, verse 5. And I'm sure she would still say that to us today if she were here.
Walang maraming binitawang salita si Maria na naitala sa Biblia. Ang kanyang huling salita na ating mababasa ay patungkol sa Panginoong Jesus. Sinabi ni Maria, gawin ninyo ang anumang sabihin niya. Ito ay mababasa natin sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 2, verse 5. At kami ay naniniwalang iyan din ang sasabihin niya kung siya ay naririto ngayon.
The last place where we read of where Mary was and what she was doing is after the ascension of the Lord Jesus. She was with other believers on him, in a room praying to God with them. No one was praying to her. We read that in Acts 1 verse 14.
Atin ding mababasa kung nasaan si Maria matapos na ang Panginoong Jesus ay magbalik sa kalangitan. Siya ay kasama ng mga mananampalataya sa isang silid na nananalangin sa Diyos. Walang sumasamba at nagdarasal sa Kanya. Ito ay mababasa natin sa aklat ng mga gawa, chapter 1, verse 14.
There has only ever been one man upon the earth who never deserved to die, the Lord Jesus Christ. But he willingly shed his own precious blood and died for our sins. Only he could do it. That Christ died for our sins and that he was buried and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4.
Ang Panginoong Jesus lang ang nag-iisang tao na hindi nararapat mamatay. Subalit, maluwag sa kalooban niyang ibinuhos ang kanyang banal na dugo at namatay para sa ating mga kasalanan. Siya lamang ang makagagawa nito. Si Kristo ay namatay para sa ating kasalanan. Siya ay inilibing at muling nabuhay sa ikatlong araw ayon sa kasulatan. Ito'y matatagpuan sa 1 Korinto chapter 15, verse 3 and 4.
No one can see a place on earth where he is buried because he rose again. He is alive forevermore. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18.
Walang nakababatid o nakakita kung saan nakalibing ang Panginoon, sapagkat siya ay nabuhay na muli at buhay magpakailanman. Ako ay namatay at nabuhay na muli. Masdan ninyo, ako ay buhay magpakailanman. Ito ay mula sa pahayag, chapter 1, verse 18.
Now, in verse 21 of Isaiah chapter 45, as we read, tells us two very important matters. He is a just God and he is a savior. Being a just God, he must therefore be the only true God. He says in this verse that there is no God beside me.
Sa talatang 21 ng Isaiah 45 ay may dalawang mahalagang bagay tayong mababasa. Ang Diyos ay matuwid at siya ang tagapagligtas. Sa pagiging matuwid, sa makatuwid, siya lamang ang totoong Diyos at walang iba bukod sa Kanya.
As sinners, we are guilty. And anyone who remains in that condition is unjust. And forgiveness of sins is vital. For God being just cannot have sin in heaven. And that is why we need to be saved today from going down to hell and to the lake of fire forever.
Bilang makasalanan, tayo ay napatunayang nagkasala. At sino mang mananatili sa ganyang kalagayan ay hindi matuwid. Kaya't ang kapatawaran ng kasalanan ay napakahalaga. Sapagkat ang Diyos ay matuwid. Walang kasalanan ang maaaring makapasok sa kalangitan. Kaya't ang kasalanan ay dapat na mapatawad upang maligtas sa kapahamakan at pagtungo sa impyerno.
We bring to the attention of anyone here today on Zoom how that the need to be saved is now. And the wonderful message is that the Lord Jesus has suffered on the cross. Christ so had once suffered the sins, the just Christ, for the unjust, that's you and me, that he might bring us to God. That's 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18.
Telephone number 1-908-0807-9175. Can you mute your phone, please? Sa mga nakikinig sa mensaheng ito, nais naming bigyan ninyo ng pansin ang pangangailangan ng ang kahangahangang mensahe ng Ebanghelyo na ang Panginoong Hesus ay nagdusa sa krus. Kapagkat si Kristo na walang kasalanan ay namatay sa kasalanan upang iharap tayo sa Diyos. 1 Peter 3:18.
Somebody end the conversation, please. And mute. Telephone number 01902-807-9175, whoever that is, please. Could you mute your device, please? Thank you. Now, at the end of those sufferings on the cross, the Lord Jesus said, it is finished. The price has been paid by the Lord Jesus, so you can repent of your sin and trust Christ as your Lord and Savior, the only Savior for sinners.
Nang matapos ang paghihirap ng Panginoon sa krus, sumigaw siya nang tapos na. Matatagpuan natin yan sa Juan chapter 19, verse 30. Ang halaga ay binayaran ng Panginoong Jesus upang ating pagsisihan ang mga kasalanan at magtiwala kay Kristo bilang Panginoon at Tagapagligtas, ang tanging tagapagligtas ng makasalanan.
Will you look to Christ by faith and be saved today? This is verse 22 now of Isaiah chapter 45. It says, look unto me and be ye saved. It is a look of faith.
Sa Isaiah chapter 45 verse 22 ay nasusulat, kayo ay magsitingin sa akin at kayo ay maliligtas. Ito ay tingin ng pananampalataya. Kayo ba ay titingin kay Kristo upang kayo ay maligtas ngayon?
The gospel call from the Lord to look to Him to be saved is a worldwide call from ourselves here in England out to those of you in the Philippines and in Canada and all the ends of the earth.
Ang ebanghelyo ng kaligtasan ay para sa buong mundo, mula dito sa England hanggang dyan sa Pilipinas, sa Canada, at sa dulo ng mundo.
God calls you. Please do not put up a religious barrier because no religion saves you and none of your so-called good works will save you either. Look nowhere else and to nothing, and look nowhere else and to no one else, but to the true God himself in the person of his own Son, the Lord Jesus, who says, for I am God and there is none else. We sometimes sing a hymn about this. Works of righteousness all in vain. Jesus alone can save.
Tinatawag kayo ng Diyos. Huwag ninyong hadlangan ito ng pagiging relihiyoso sapagkat hindi kayo maililigtas ng relihiyon at maging ng mabuti ninyong gawa. Huwag na kayong tumingin kahit saan o kahit kanino. Tumingin lamang sa totoong Diyos, sa pagkatao ng kanyang anak, ang Panginoong Hesus na nagsabi, sapagkat ako ang Diyos at wala ng iba. Mayroon awiti na nagsasaad ng ganito. Ang gawa ng kabutihan ay walang kabuluhan. Si Jesus lamang ang tanging makapagliligtas.
Salvation is offered to everyone. God called you today, but you need to call upon Him if you are going to be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10 verse 13.
Ang kaligtasan ay ipinamamahagi sa bawat isa. Tinatawag kayo ng Diyos ngayon. Subalit kailangan niyong tumawag sa Kanya kung nais niyong maligtas. Kung sino man ang tumawag sa pangalan ng Panginoon ay maliligtas. Ito ay mababasa sa Romans chapter 10 verse 13.
Please do not delay. Today may be your very last opportunity. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. And tomorrow may be forever too late.
Huwag na ninyong ipagpaliban. Maaring ngayon na ang huling pagkakataon na maririnig ninyo ang mensaheng ito. Masdan, ngayon na ang katanggap-tanggap na panahon. Masdan, ngayon na ang araw ng pagliligtas. Ito ay mababasa sa 2 Corinthians verse 6, chapter 6 verse 2. Bukas ay maaring huli na ang lahat.
Thank you all for listening and we're going to pray now. God, our Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful message of the gospel and the wonderful invitation to everyone. Regardless of where we come from, of who we are, whatever nationality we may be, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We thank Thee that invitation goes out. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. The Lord Jesus Christ says that to us today. He says, for I am God and there is none else. We thank Thee for the work the Lord Jesus did on the cross, all the suffering that he went through, that we might be saved. Oh, we pray that everyone on this call may make sure that they take that step of faith and turn from sin, trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, and be ready for eternity. We ask all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.